Despite plans for troop reductions in Iraq, later this summer, nearly 3,000 members of the Washington State National Guard will still deploy there, some for the second time. That means leaving behind not just families, but jobs in the civilian world. By law, employers are required to hold those jobs, but what if you own your own business? Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network reports on that dilemma.
358, so let's back out towards the road, okay?
Along a country road near Spokane, Washington, surveyor Scott Dale and his crew mark boundary lines for a piece of private property.
Which direction, so we can set the tack?
Towards me.
Excellent, finally.
Scott Dale is a veteran of the Iraq War. He's a member of the Army Reserve, and he was deployed to Iraq 2 years ago. He had to say goodbye to his wife and three children, and he had to abandon the surveying company he and his older brother Walter had just bought together. Dale says they knew going into the purchase that deployment was a possibility.
We said, okay, well, it could happen. The best thing we can do is just try to position ourselves for that day when it does happen. And that's easier said than done.
Dale and his brother tried to plan for his deployment, but at that time the economy was doing well, and the brothers found it impossible to find someone qualified to take Dale's position as manager of the business, especially for just 1 year. So the brothers ended up hiring a couple of less experienced people. Walter says it was like replacing the CEO with two warehouse workers.
They don't fill the CEO's position. It's just somebody to help you try to get the other stuff done so that the person left doesn't have to try to do some of the other tasks.
One of the people the brothers hired was a member of the Marine Reserve. Walter says he and Scott never imagined the Marine would be called up too.
He was due to get out of the service, so we thought there was little chance he was going. Unfortunately, they notified him 2 weeks before he had the opportunity to get out. And so he was deployed while Scott was deployed. So 30% of our company was deployed.
The Dale brothers' story is not unusual. The U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA, estimates that as many as 30,000 business owners have been deployed since the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan began. That figure does not include key employees in small businesses, nor does it account for multiple deployments. Congressman Jason Altmaier is a Pennsylvania Democrat. He says deployment takes a huge toll on small businesses.
What you find now is that we are using our military guard and reservists in ways that we have never used them before, with multiple and lengthy deployments and redeployments. And you may be able to make it work once, but how are you possibly going to keep your business afloat being gone two or three or even four times?
Last year, Altmaier co-sponsored legislation to provide direct relief to business owners who are members of the National Guard and Reserve. President Bush signed the bill into law earlier this year. So far, though, it hasn't been funded. In the meantime, existing SBA programs offer long-term, low-interest loans for reservists who own a business. But the SBA's William Elmore says very few deploying Guard and Reserve members have taken advantage of the agency's programs.
The biggest challenge we face is how to inform the reserve or guard member themselves or their family member that all of this assistance is available.
The Dale brothers in Spokane say they tried to get assistance but ran into walls. For instance, Scott is the 49% minority owner in the surveying business. That means he didn't qualify for loans that require the deploying service member to be a majority owner, a frustrating technicality. You can hear the frustration in Walter's voice when he compares the money being spent in Iraq to the funding that's available here at home.
We're willing to spend billions of dollars to help someone else, but in the meantime, we're tearing ourselves apart, and that's really my heartburn.
The Dale brothers estimate that Scott's deployment set them back financially about 2 years. Walter thinks they'd have the business paid off by now if Scott hadn't been sent overseas. But for all the worry about the business, Walter says it's nothing compared to the worry about his younger brother while he was deployed and even now that he's home.
My emotion is he's my little brother, and I want what's best for him. I don't want him to have problems. I don't want him to have health issues. I don't want him to have family issues. He's got three children. They didn't see him for 18 months. That's hard on me.
Scott plans to retire from the military next year, but the effects of his deployment linger. He can't handle the stress of working in the office, so he spends his days surveying in the field. Walter says he's also noticed that his brother is no longer willing or able to give as much of himself to the business as he did before he deployed. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins.